Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. Today, this is the last time you're going to hear my voice until the end of the episode because I've been kicked out of my own show.
We were invited on by you. Don't lie.
Yeah,
I feel like I've never received so many harassment texts in my life.
We've been trying to schedule this for three months, four months.
Probably around there.
Yeah. Because I wanted this to come out when Zach Jenkins was on vacation.
Jenkins.
Was on vacation and we couldn't record. But here we are in December. It's fine.
It's
going to be a fun Disney episode where I get to do nothing and watch Lex take the helm. Say hi.
Hi.
With Sarah, who's back.
Back
didn't make it to the island, but she's back for another episode.
Mm-hmm. You realize he also forgot someone else, too.
Yeah. Laura, you look so excited to be here right now.
You know, first time, it's an honor.
First time guest, long time listener.
Have you listened to all the episodes?
Not all. I'm going to be honest with you.
What have you skipped?
I don't know exactly which ones. I just haven't.
What ones have you listened to?
I've listened to the diabetes ones. Oh. I've listened to the anxiety one. I listened to the depression one. I listened to the one about the...
Did you listen to Pick Two and Stay Alive?
No.
That one was my favorite.
I listened to the cocaine one, which I was wondering where we were going with, but...
Cocaine Bear one?
Sure.
Was it that one?
It was something about cocaine.
Okay, that
it was something right. About cocaine.
I mean, not
clearly you didn't listen to the whole...
Cocaine on
no, I know it was like a movie and there was characters, but I was like, it didn't make me want to watch the movie.
Same. Oh, it should.
Most people have said that.
That's a great movie. And then...
I feel like there's a lot of murder.
Oh, there is. But it's bear murder, so it's fine.
Moving on.
Fine. And then Lexi's sister, Brianna.
Hey, guys.
How many episodes have you listened to?
Oh, God.
None
all of
this
them.
Is, which means not, which means not a lot.
Not all of them. No, I have listened to a fair amount. I honestly don't get notifications when they come out anymore, so I always forget to listen to them.
Fair.
Sorry.
Sounds like an excuse to be.
Okay, it's Disney time. Bye.
That's...
Let me hear you say, ah. That's close enough.
So we are all cousins, sisters, grew up literally living 5 minutes
friends.
Also away. Lived together for quite some time.
Yeah, we lived together for quite a few months.
4 months.
So we have grown up watching Disney movies, quoting Disney movies.
We speak like our own language of Disney.
Yeah, like we can communicate strictly through
and everyone
Disney
thinks
quotes.
We're crazy.
So, Zach...
But we did want to make it clear we are not Disney adults.
Correct. Well, I feel like that needs to be said, not in a way to judge others, but more so to say that's part... Like, I feel like it's not even just Disney. I feel like we quote all movies all the time. That's our conversation.
Yes.
And then because we've watched so many Disney movies, especially when... Well, I shouldn't say especially when we're younger. Still now.
Yeah.
I was going to watch one with you last night. But I feel like because that was such a high... percentage of what we watched, it just like became
just
part
stuck
of our
with
brain.
Us. Yeah. Just comes out that way.
Honestly, when I put movies on for Jameson, they're really
free. Uh-huh. And when I had a kid, I was like, sweet, now I don't have to look like a total weirdo when I watch Moana every day.
We were talking the other day about getting rid of Disney Plus, and I was like, we can't now because
you can't.
Just can't.
It would be a travesty.
$7.99 for sure. Okay, never mind. Take that out.
$7.99
subscription, right? It's only $7.99 a month.
Oh, really?
I think.
I think so.
I think we pay for it.
Or did it go up?
So. I use Michaela's Netflix.
It is it's not.
For the year.
Oh, for the year.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I don't remember, honestly.
I don't pay for it.
I get mine in a bundle with Hulu, so.
Match off everybody else.
Exactly. It's the best way to do it. All right. So we'll start off with everyone's favorite Disney movie from your childhood. Who wants to go first?
I guess I will. So I have Cinderella as my favorite childhood movie. I feel like I just always really kind of liked the princess stuff more. So
yeah, I, was more aggressive.
More into which is weird because you were the quiet one, but it's always the quiet one.
You gotta watch out.
So I feel like I was caught between two, but I feel like Lion King was probably, as a kid, my number one. I just loved Lion King. Everything about Lion King.
Yeah.
Luau.
R. Yikey. Yep. Four. So make it yep.
And then me and Laura both agreed. We were talking about this yesterday. Like, as we got a little bit older, we think that our favorite movie changed to Mulan.
Yeah. I made you watch that how many times?
Like, but I was I was seven every when it came out.
Like, so you'd be like, so what movie? And I'd be like, Mulan.
Yeah. Like, so up until being 7, 8 years old, like that's when I liked Cinderella. Yeah. And then like as I was like starting to get a little bit older, I was like, Mulan was definitely the best. Yeah. But we didn't have Mulan. You guys had Mulan. Back in the VHS days.
We had the language blocker. So when we watched Mulan at our house, it blacked out half the movie.
I remember that.
So funny. Yeah.
That thing blacked out, but for God's sake.
I know.
So we had to pretty much either go to your guys' house to watch it, or if you guys came over, we'd be like, bring Mulan!
Didn't at one point we figure out how to turn the language blocker
on? I think so.
I think we did.
Wow, we're so bad.
Living on the edge.
What about you guys?
I think for, like, growing up, Cinderella was on there.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid, Aladdin. Yeah. I have way too many. Aristocats, that's like. Yeah.
You guys love
Aristocats. I never really got into Aristocats. Wants to be a cat.
I feel like. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Sarah, yeah. I can only hear the dirty version now. But
same. I can never hear it.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Who wants to be alone?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget when you pointed that out, and I was like,
I still don't know what it actually says.
I have no idea. That's what it sounds like, so we're going to go with it.
And also, The Rescuers. I feel like The Rescuers and Aristocats were so underrated.
I didn't get into The Rescuers really either. I think I only watched it like a couple times with you guys. But
Rescuers
that,
made me. I feel like Ava has quoted Aristocats, like, and I'm like, how do you know? And I'm like, well,
she watches it with me.
Yeah, yep. I was gonna say.
Yeah.
What about you? I put Beauty and the Beast.
That was always a classic.
I always loved the Christmas Beauty and the Beast.
I love that.
Every Christmas I still want to watch
same.
It. For sure.
Same.
But the OG was also very good.
Yes. Cogsworth.
There's some good one-liners in that one, too.
Yeah.
Yes. And then what about...
If it isn't broke, don't fix it.
I said to Sarah before coming in, I was like, Brianna's going to have a quote when we're not even on quote. She's going to say it if the movie gets... I feel like your memory of everything is...
All right. And then what's your favorite Disney movie now?
Moana. I watch Moana at least once a week. I'm not even joking.
I agree.
Turn it on. For
I feel like Mulan
music.
And Moana are my top.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Mulan. I think for me, like I could still watch that.
Yeah.
And also, Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
I feel like as a kid, like I didn't appreciate it, and then I watched it. We watched it like I don't know a year or two ago, and I was like, this movie's great,
good. But who's the?
I feel like it takes me a while to get into it. And
the actor of the what's his name.
The llama?
Yeah, David Spade. I can't stand him.
Wait a minute, it is?
Yeah, I just can't. Like, his voice, like, grates on me or something. I don't know.
Why did I think it was somebody else?
Huh. I would say it's, like, fun to watch, but it's not my – I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
Same.
And then I feel like Meet the Robinsons, too. Like, that's
that
just –
That a good one.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
And I feel like we didn't watch that one until we were, like, older.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So
older.
I still like that one.
I think it came out when we were older, too.
Yeah. And Zach and I watched that one pretty recently. Because I think that was that your first time watching it?
That was 2007. No. So yeah, we were
older at that point. We were like almost out of high school by then.
Oh my god!
Oh, in middle school.
No, I graduated in 2009. So did you?
That was
holy crap.
Yeah, okay.
I feel old.
We just aged ourselves.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you say? What's your favorite movie now?
My favorite one now is I put Inside Out. Love that movie. It makes me cry
every single time.
Just, like,
and I'm not
good
ashamed.
Message.
I still haven't
it is
seen
though.
It.
And I think it that's
works on your heartstrings.
I have to watch it before the second one comes out because I still haven't seen it.
You
oh
on
my
on
god!
On
jeez, all
did
right.
You say it's a really good one, and I still love Beauty and the Beast.
It makes me laugh. Yeah. Like, there's so many things that you don't even realize that were in the Disney movies until you're older.
Once you watch them over again, you're like, wow, can't believe that.
Remember the part where Potato Head takes his mouth out and kisses his butt with it in the first one? And I was like, oh my God,
that was so that one.
Yeah, I know. All right, and then favorite Pixar movie as a kid?
Definitely The Incredibles.
I feel like, yeah.
100%.
Incredibles, but also Monsters, Inc.
For Monsters, me, Inc. was good, but I feel like I actually didn't really get into it more until, like, a little bit older.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know why.
I feel like we watched it all the time.
Like, recently, I think it's funnier.
I think it's hilarious.
It's than when...
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me! We're rehearsing a play.
Yeah, I feel like... Incredibles was always top. It still is probably the top. But Monsters, Inc., I also don't think we had. So I would watch it. It was like more of a specialty
thing. I still
thing.
Remember the VHS was blue or green.
Yeah, it was blue. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I put for my favorite Pixar movie, too. Yep.
Finding Nemo was also amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But then you got like Coco, which is more like now. Mm-hmm. Like Coco is so good.
That one's sad.
Ratatouille was amazing.
Ratatouille,
Don't even get me started on
every time.
Like, those movies are so good.
Oh, man. And then, and then what's your favorite Pixar movie now?
Didn't we just discuss that?
No.
Oh.
I said it in your childhood. Kind
of Yeah.
Well, also, my new favorite Pixar movie is Elemental, since you and I watched it.
Isn't it so good?
It's so cute. Love it so much. Zach was like,
we were just watching it last night.
Wait, did I watch that with Cora?
Or this morning with Cora.
It's so good. I love that. I turned Jameson onto it because somebody had posted that their son had been watching it. And I was like, I wonder if it's good. So I put it on and I was like, oh my God, this is so cute.
I want to watch it again. I love it so much.
Literally brand new. It's really good.
It just came out.
Yeah. And then, okay, so now we're into least favorite Disney movie.
I put a lot.
Yeah. Oh. So this is, we can just combine childhood now because I feel like mine are pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's why I wrote same on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Dumbo, hated it.
Pinocchio, was okay.
Hated it.
Pinocchio was never really.
Pinocchio also.
The ending was creepy with like the island
I would never watch Pinocchio.
Yeah, ever. I'm not a fan of that.
Creepy.
Yeah.
And then Lilo and Stitch I didn't like. I don't know.
Stitch are right.
Yeah.
And Snow. I also never liked Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I was literally, that's what I put.
I didn't like that one
either. I did not like that one.
That one was
creepy. I also was never really into Hercules. I feel like a lot of people love that one.
We weren't even really allowed to watch that.
We really weren't allowed to watch it.
Yeah, that's true because she was like seducing.
And it was about Greek gods and all that. So we weren't allowed to watch it.
But I remember even when I did watch it, I was like,
yeah.
Was not really? Really into it.
Oh, yeah. I love Hercules. Oh, there were so many good lines in that one too, and songs. The muses have the best.
They
songs
do have good
in that
songs,
movie.
But yeah. Because a lot of times I'll listen to a song and I'll be like, "Oh, that's from Hercules." I'm like,
I hated Snow White too. She was annoying to me. I don't know.
I didn't really enjoy.
Literally.
I'm wishing.
I feel like Snow White, I didn't really like.
Oh my gosh.
Also, wait, what were you going to say?
No, I feel like I didn't like that either. And then I remember when the Sydney White version of Snow White came
out.
Like the new, or Amanda Bynes version.
Yep. Yes.
Then I was like, oh, and then it made me want to watch it again. But I was like, it's still.
I don't know. She annoyed me.
Something
and
about
like,
it just really.
The apple,
made me
the.
Angry.
Crazy lady with the
Enchanted
apple.
Also had the same storyline, and I was like,
I liked Enchanted.
I loved Enchanted.
Enchanted
but it's
was amazing.
Than, like, you know what I mean?
Right. I feel like the OG just didn't do it for me.
I put Pocahontas and Wall-E too. Wall-E, I can't get into Wall-E.
I don't like Wall-E.
You don't like Pocahontas?
Pocahontas was okay. It wasn't my favorite though.
But also, we're on Pixar. Pocahontas is not Pixar.
I thought we were talking about everything.
Oh, we are. Sorry.
I was like, wait a second. My least favorite Pixar movie. Actually, believe it or not, was when I was a kid, Toy Story. Because I was so scared of Sid.
You uncultured swine!
I don't even know quotes.
I was so scared of Sid that I bit my mom in the theater. We went to watch Toy Story and I bit her arm. And she's like, ow, you bit me!
I actually remember, I'm pretty sure the very first movie I saw in theaters was Toy Story 2.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Because when Toy Story 1 came out,
We went to see Toy Story 2 in the theaters.
Yeah, it was 1995, mm-hmm. so I was only one. But Toy Story 2 came out. I think I was like 3 or 4.
I can't remember how old we were.
Yeah, so I was. I only remember going to Toy Story 3, which I thought the Toy Story movies at first, like, I feel like when I was younger, I wasn't into them, and now I'm like, I can watch Toy Story 3.
I like them now.
The most recent ones more.
Is there anything?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because I was so scared of like the first one that it just like I never liked it.
Really?
But yeah,
I think they overmade them. There's too many now of the Toy Stories.
Yeah,
the third and fourth were like
the one with Forky though is so good.
I like
the fourth one.
I like his character.
It's so good.
You're just like me, trash.
That's like that one's probably my favorite one. And I don't like Cars either.
Oh, yeah, that's boring.
I feel like it's okay.
it was more boring for boys.
Boys, but
I don't know. It was boring.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, seeing as you just said it was one of your favorites, I actually do not like Coco at all.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I've never watched Coco.
It's
because I don't really
because everyone, like, hyped it up so much, same. And I watched it, and I was like,
oh, my God, I loved it.
I wanted to like it more than I did.
And
really,
the songs are so good
in
it, too.
I wanted to like it, but I was just like,
it was good, but it wasn't. It was definitely not something that I would want to watch. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch that again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I watch that a lot too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Coco, Moana, and Encanto are like my top.
Encanto, I watch too much.
I love Encanto.
Between Ava and Jameson, it was too much, and I was like, I can't do it anymore.
All right, so we went through favorite and least favorite movies. Mm-hmm. So now, what is the easiest quote to use on a daily basis?
So I have so many.
I know.
There's just so many.
I actually only wrote one down because we're going to do the thing at the end.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
And I feel like this is probably one that I say because I say it a lot to Zach. Say it to my face, you limp noodle.
I have my first one is I'm surrounded by idiots.
What a really good one. It's a good one.
I put now, pour the tea.
I also had that because I feel like anytime someone's like, I have to tell you something. Like,
yes.
It also depends for me, like, what, if I'm at work, there's certain quotes I use all the time. Or if I'm home, or if, like, I'm with you.
Yeah, it depends on the
like,
situation.
Because I feel like if I'm at work, I don't know why, but there's something that comes out of my mouth that no one else gets.
Yes.
I'll be like, ooh, tough guy. Like, if there's, like, they're doing rounds, and, like, there's people, like, trying to fight over who's right, who's wrong, and it's just, like, such an ego fight. I'm like, ooh. Guy. And I remember one time one of my coworkers like overheard me and he's like, are you quoting Mulan right now?
I feel like another one we all use a lot is the one like I asked Lexi yesterday if she had to work and she was like, yeah, I'm at work all day. I'm like, oh, that sucks. And she's like, yes, I'm not happy, Bob.
That's true.
My mom actually says that a lot. I think it's hilarious.
Not happy, Bob.
And why, Bob?
Be specific, Bob.
I feel like I also say, like, day one. Like, all the time, because I feel like if someone says anything about, like, I'm just going to be positive today, I'll be like, day one.
Or I also say a lot. Because if someone says the word, it's coincidence. I think not.
I say excellent a lot.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Did you say excellent because I said excellent?
Nope.
Excellent.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Hopefully, people listening to this actually know what all those quotes are from.
Right. Yeah, they probably don't.
See, I don't say things a lot at work because no one understands me. So I'm just like, I'm so unappreciated.
Every time Michaela will call me or FaceTime me, and like if one of us can't pick up, we'll either send the meme or just the text, you're denying my claim. Like every single time.
I love that.
I use that a lot.
Oh, that's so funny.
That is a great one.
I feel like that's for the most part. And then I also say, like, if someone says, like, oh, I see, or, like, oh, I know, I'll be like, I see what's happening. Like, I'll start it, and then I'm just like.
I do say, what can I say except you're welcome.
Except you're welcome.
To a lot of people. Yeah. We say that all the time, especially, like, in the OR and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. We're just like, what can I say except you're welcome.
The only other one I had on for, like, everyday quotes, obviously I have a lot more.
Yeah, I have a lot more.
I'm like, I think you need to be more. That made it sound like I say that in the wrong context.
It was
but I
very dry, but I know what you
I just mean like scheduling wise.
That's funny. Lord.
What do we think the best Disney era is?
Definitely the 90s.
So
early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. I said the 50s was one of them because that's when like Cinderella
Yeah, but like, that was like the only good one in the 50s.
No, there was other ones. I have to look it up. But there was other ones that came out that I was like, oh, I didn't know it was that long ago.
Me and Laura were looking up like the there's like silver era, gold era, Renaissance era. So we said the Renaissance era because that had like
one is that?
Lion King, Beauty and the Beast,
what
Tarzan.
Year was that considered?
That was 89 to 99. Yeah. So like pretty much the 90s.
That was like the best.
Pocahontas, like all the good ones. We were like, I felt
I also had Mulan and the Lion King. So of course I'm going to pick that as my favorite.
Like, Travel Slash, Beauty was the 50s, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, but those, like, none of those were my favorite. Like, they were good. But they weren't, definitely weren't my favorite.
What was it, Aristocats?
Yeah, I mean.
And also the 90s.
Fox and the Hound was also during that one, which also was a good one.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're kind of, like, sad ones.
Yeah, I don't know,
a little depressing.
You're my best friend, Copper.
And you're mine, Todd.
But then also the 90s, because that's when, like, Lion King and all those ones started to come out.
Yeah.
And then that's when we were What's on the menu?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like they also started like after, I feel like they had a weird age like in the early 2000s, like they were trying and I feel like they, some of them were good like Meet the Robinsons, but then like after that, like the Wreck-It Ralph, like those were like better ones. Yeah. I feel like they were starting to get more like, and you were like, oh, is this Disney? Is it Pixar? Mm-hmm. Because they were more like into like the CGI stuff and like getting better at that.
Yeah.
Jameson loves Wreck-It Ralph.
He is Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes. Yeah.
Treasure Planet was also during the early 2000s.
Yeah, I love Treasure Planet.
So I feel like they were like,
oh, I just thought of something.
Go Dilbert. Oh my gosh.
Here it is screaming.
So funny. Best villain. That was a difficult one.
I feel like we need to define what we mean
what
by
is
that.
Best?
Right.
Best as in like the most evil or best as in like their character was the most... Like
I have two.
I think like I the three. Best. What like? I don't like your favorite villain.
I
like that you like them, but just like I don't know,
like you didn't totally hate them.
Yeah. Well,
I have two, and I'll explain why. My first is Hades. Because he's so funny.
He is actually pretty funny.
Whoa, where's my hero? I love Hades because he's got really good one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I have is because she's very misunderstood, which you find out later on with one of the live-action remakes, is Maleficent.
Yes, that is 100% true.
So I really love her because she seems like she's a villain, but she's
she
just
really was wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yzma.
Yzma.
She honestly, she's top. She's gotta be top.
So good.
Pull the lever across. Like, she's obviously so evil and like, but she's just.
Is that my
hilarious?
Yeah.
I feel like she's probably top tier. I think some of the worst characters, like the most evil of the evil, would be Cruella de Vil because, like, you're literally collecting dogs. Like, I can't even think about it.
Anita, darling.
Yeah. But, like, I don't, like, there's nothing about her that I really like except for the, again, the new one where they did.
The live action one.
Yeah. Emma Stone. Oh, my gosh.
Which, again, is like, oh, she was misunderstood.
Right, yeah. But she, like, the original Cruella de Vil was just a terrible person.
Yeah.
And Scar, obviously, killed his brother, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It can't really get worse than that, so.
Yeah.
Those are my worst.
Mm. I put Gaston.
He was just, like, you never, like, you can't like him.
You can't like him, but he was
but
also,
like,
just,
like.
But
I feel like that's
kind
of what makes his character so good. Is
right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, just obviously, so it's a cartoon character, cocky. But, like.
Yeah, very cocky.
So cocky.
Typical. Mm.
And every last inch of me's covered with hair.
It's not a flex, bro.
It's definitely not. But, you know. It used to be.
Yeah, he's just kind of a douche. So.
Yeah, you know, definitely. That's all I put, though. I didn't know if, like, we were supposed to put more than one, so I didn't.
I also, I mean, I don't know that I really like him. I think he has got, like, a couple one-liners that are good, but, like, Captain Hook.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly because I like Smee, so I like
him. Yes, you associate them together. Yeah. Blind man's bluff.
I thought that was the end of your sentence. I just came out with that.
It took me by surprise.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
All right, and then what is your favorite main character?
You go first. Mike Wazowski. That's your favorite main character? One of my favorite
ones. My gosh.
I put Mulan. She was like, just like, you know, it was one Disney movie where Mulan.
Present. Speaking without permission.
Oops. I guess, like, for me, it was because that was like the, like, one of the first Disney movies that they made where it wasn't about the man saving the woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was about, like, her being a strong, independent woman trying to protect her father.
Don't need no man.
Don't need no
man. Yes. Would you like to stay forever?
I feel like my favorite, I honestly don't, I feel like they are a main character, but they're not the main, well, okay, so Genie from, obviously, Aladdin, yes. But he is main. Like, he, yeah. You can't say he's a side character. Right. I feel like the old one and the new one, he's just, like, the
so,
best.
So awesome. So,
and he tries no one to keep could beat Robin Williams, either.
No, and, yeah. And I think they
I think
did.
Will Smith did a good job.
I think he did. Will Smith yeah. literally did, so, like, I heard so much after, oh, we can get into the live action, but I feel like no matter whichever one, he, like, the genie is just number
yeah,
one for me.
Yeah, he's always hilarious.
So good.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I also just love Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, like, Pooh Bear.
I love all the Pooh movies. Too. They're so good. Remember you and I went to see the Pooh movie that came out? Like
yes.
The live
the Christopher
one?
Robin
yeah.
one.
Yes. No, not that one.
Not that one?
It was
I was going to say, I don't remember that.
Which no. one?
It was a while ago. We went to see Harry Potter the same day, and then we went back and saw Winnie the Pooh later.
It what? Wasn't with Ewan McGregor?
Mm-mm.
That one was yep. good.
I don't remember when it came out, but it was like one of the newer huh. ones.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Huh. I used to watch the episode with Kessie when they have Kessie.
Yes!
That makes me sad.
It. Jameson has recently been into Pooh, and I'm living for it. Yeah. I love watching it.
It's crazy, yeah. like, going back, and you're like, oh,
and
my god!
I up, down, touch the ground.
I also, have. Oh. I literally have just wanted honey to look and taste the way yes. it does in the movie, but it just.
I always go,
and now for something sweet.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I have, for my favorite character, Moana, because mm-hmm. kind of along the same reasons that you chose Mulan, like, yep. She's a strong, independent woman who saves
no
her
man.
Whole island.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Got that. What did you put, Lex? You literally put Mike Wazowski?
And Winnie the Pooh.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I also really like Blue from Jungle Book.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Now, when you pick a pawpaw.
Or prickly hair.
And you prick a raw paw.
Next time beware.
Don't pick a prickly pear with the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw.
You don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear with a big pawpaw.
Have I given you a clue?
The bare necessity.
I was literally singing that to Cora the other day, and she was looking at me with her eyebrows like questioned. She was just like,
I don't know what
she's explaining
of.
It. I'm like, okay, well, she doesn't get that.
Oh, that's great. Best side character.
Mushu,
yeah.
That's literally what I put.
Mm-hmm.
I put Mushu. I said Kronk if he counts. Otherwise,
yeah,
because
yes.
like he's all, like as a side character. Because I feel like he is also like yeah. such an important mm-hmm. person.
Kronk
there,
is amazing.
Like, I think he's number one.
Yeah, Mushu by far.
Mushu for sure. I also put Olaf.
Mushu, awaken.
Have you awakened?
Live.
All right. Yeah. I also put Olaf because.
Oh, yeah, Olaf's a good one. Yeah. I didn't
Samantha?
Say anything about...
Samantha?
I didn't even put anything about, like, Frozen in here
either,
at all.
But until I didn't either. I was like, wait, Olaf,
yeah,
duh.
Yeah, Olaf's yeah. a good one.
I never got into
it. Anna and Elsa just...
I watched it 5,000 million times a day yeah. when Ava was little.
Yes. So. One of my friends actually said that. He goes, I remember seeing the look on your face when she would say, again. And you were like, anything but that.
Yeah.
We would literally watch it would end it. And she'd be like, again.
I was like, oh.
Oh,
my
I just
want to
gouge my eyes out.
Also, Edna Mode.
Edna.
Oh,
Edna.
Mode. Yes.
And Guest.
Of course. You can't.
Can't go wrong with Edna.
No kids.
My God, you can't do that. That's too much, darling.
So funny. Favorite song?
I have a bunch. You can't pick just one.
No. True. No way.
You go first.
You can.
The first one I put is... I See the Light from Tangled.
I have that one.
I love
what do you
that
have?
Song. I See the
Shut
Light.
Shut up. That's the same yeah. thing I put.
I love that
get
song.
Get out of town.
Literally,
get out of town. I did put that one. That was literally what I put. Yeah. I was thinking, and I was like, I've always loved that one.
Yeah, I sing it to Cora, along with So This Is Love from Cinderella. Oh, yeah, I love that one. A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are the classics.
Those are the classics. Yep. I also love the Muses song from Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
The Gospel that. Truth mm-hmm. and Zero to Hero. Mm-hmm. They have some good ones.
Prince Ali. Ooh, I'd like to Alibaba.
I had I'll Make a Man Out of You. I
just, oh, that's a good one.
It really gets me going. And,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, like pumps me, gets me ready for a workout.
Let's get down to business.
I also feel, I mean, everything for me was from Mulan because obviously I watched it so many times. Mm-hmm. Reflections, I would sing in the shower.
Oh,
I thought I was like,
yes.
In the
I would
movie,
like act it out.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, wow, I'm listening to
the one where she, the song, it's not even like a song, it's really just instrumentals. The one where she's like, transforming into the soldier and taking
her ding, she like cuts her hair.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I used I'd be to, like grab my hair all the time and slice it.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. I also, speaking of instrumentals, it just popped into my head, Trash in the Camp in the Tarzan song.
So yes.
Like, where they're making the music.
Yep.
The
that was a good one.
I would like get into it and break down.
Yeah, the NSYNC remix. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
so good.
See, I didn't pick anything from Tarzan either, but that's
either.
Like
that's an underrated movie.
Yeah, and
too.
Also, like, Phil Collins' other songs in there were really
Phil
good.
Collins got some bangers.
He didn't
all
that
he
banger.
Went all out not have to go that hard.
On that album. Yeah. He went all out.
What was the one that she's singing to him?
Oh, You'll Be in My Heart?
Yes, mm-hmm. I sing that to Cora. Ah! Too.
Yes.
Yep.
That one's a good one.
I also love That's How You Know from Enchanted.
Oh, I love that
song. Oh, that's a good one, too.
I also sing that song from Lady and the Tramp to Cora, the lullaby
Lalaloo.
That she's singing
is the baby's
to the
name
baby.
Lalaloo.
All right,
that's what Brianna used to think.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know why she's saying that.
Let me on the podcast. Jesus, Lexi.
Is the baby's
name. Okay. All right.
That
okay.
I do
thank
love you
for that sharing song, that. Though. It is really cute.
Good one. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if it's called Pressure, Under Pressure, Encanto.
Yep, Encanto's got some
that
bangers.
That one pumps me up, too.
We don't talk about Bruno. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one?
From Encanto?
Yeah.
Was it when she's...
The Family Madrigal, obviously, is amazing, too.
When she's like singing about how they all have powers.
I'm upset.
Yes.
I'm mad at all.
Yes.
I love that song, too.
That is a good one.
She's still part of the Family Madrigal.
I'm totally fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
that's what I live my life mantra.
That's usually the meme I go for.
The dog surrounded by fire.
Correct.
Yes,
that's the one.
Yep, that's it.
Did anyone else pick any song?
There's just so
there's
many
so
good
many.
Ones.
You can't. We could talk for an hour and a half on this whole entire thing.
So good.
All right, where are we?
Childhood
what was
crush.
Your, yeah, childhood Disney
we all
crush.
Have the same one.
See, oh, brother. You it's guys
Kovu.
Did.
It's Coco.
Kovu from Lion King 2.
I never
you
was say into that.
You
I
weren't
was
attracted
not into
to
animals, lady.
Okay, if you say you weren't
come on,
attracted
when you're
to
like
that,
five.
It was an animated lion. You're lying.
I know. I was not.
I don't care. You're lying.
I am not. I remember when you and Rebecca used to be obsessed, and I was like, you guys are weird.
Nope,
okay.
Thought he was.
Doesn't do it. Yes, I was fine. Like, if he was a human, he would be so.
I did
hot.
Also have a crush on Chang.
Yeah,
I did too.
Yeah,
Brianna's just come to a realization. Yeah,
I thought
he didn't
it.
Do it for me. Yeah.
No,
I'll say the remake of Aladdin. I was like, oh my gosh,
Aladdin.
I feel like
boring.
The old Aladdin.
But
I was like, oh, boring, he's cute, but he's kind of girly.
Yeah.
No. The new one, I was like.
Dang.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
No,
fine. Oh. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That boy, fine.
See, I only watched it once, so I don't remember.
And
what
Prince,
the new
like,
Prince Eric.
Yeah.
The new Prince Eric, also
wait
fine with those
I know.
Dimples.
Wait a minute.
The what? Little Mermaid.
Yes, the new one.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It was good.
I'll have
yes,
to check
it was
out.
Very good.
Eric and was
but I feel
fine.
Like even the animated
yes,
Prince
he
Eric.
Was.
See, the animated
he
ones.
He was kind of a pretty boy, though.
He was a pretty boy.
He was, but
he's
he was
too,
so
like,
I had to pick a human.
Me, you know
I
what I mean?
Like, I got to have yeah. a human
listen,
in there,
have so. You ever seen where they remake them and they have all, like, tattoos and stuff and they did him? And I was like, oh, mother of God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
What I say?
Yeah, I don't really know of anyone else that
same.
I really had a crush
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, it was
just the cartoon line.
You don't need anybody
yep.
else when you got COVID,
yeah.
you know?
Oh, God.
It's true.
So, speaking of live actions.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Best live action. Now, I will say I have not seen them all.
Same.
But of the ones that I've seen...
Aladdin.
Yeah, Aladdin, yeah, for sure.
Best live action.
So yeah,
good. It was the really Prince good. Ali song so was. Good. Me and Laura watched it together, and like
my jaw was just
literally my jaw was on the floor. We like at the end of it, we just like looked at each other. We're like,
I never knew Will Smith could sing like that. First of all,
yeah, so good.
I think they were the ones that stuck closest to the story because I feel like when they did the live actions, they changed so many things.
Mm-hmm. Which I is also part of the reason why I didn't want to watch them. Beauty and the Beast. That one was so good.
Yeah,
I would watch that one. I actually like if I watch it now. Not that I like, you know, watch so many movies, but like if I watch it now, I'll watch that one versus the old one.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about the
old one. I was telling Laura, they did a really good job with the Cinderella too.
I thought I liked the Cinderella.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There's a Cinderella live action.
That one's older.
That was like the first one.
Yeah. That was. Let's see.
I don't know if I've ever seen
it. It came out, and you can cut this part out, Zach. I remember going to see that with Chelsea Lansbury. So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, it was 2015.
Let me see it. Who was in it?
It's Lily James. This one.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I don't know if I ever saw that
It's
one.
Really good. She sings that Dilly Dilly song in it, and I'm always like,
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah, I don't even know how it goes, but it's so cute.
Isn't it Lavender Blue?
Yes.
Grammy used to sing that to us.
Really? Lavender green.
Yes, I do remember that.
She used to sing a lot of those like songs.
And I will say, it got so much hate, but I liked The Little Mermaid.
I loved it. I didn't get why.
I never watched it. And we were like,
Sarah and I
watched that not too long ago.
Yeah, because we watched it together and you got mad.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch
Probably
it
worked
now.
Out together, too.
It was really good. Was like, okay. I don't know what... it was a little dark, so if you watch it at night, because the underwater stuff is dark. Right. It's, like, hard to see.
But it was
Me
really
and Lexi
good.
Watched it during the day, and we
It was
funny because
it was one of those ones where, like, you know, where the guy is like, I don't want to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And then Justin was like, wait, so her dad?
Yeah, like, he was, like, all getting into it.
And he's like, why did he just do that? Like, was he mad? Yeah. He's just supposed to be a bad guy? We're like, no, he doesn't understand. Like, trying to explain it.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
I thought they did really good with that.
That was probably my second behind Aladdin.
Yeah,
as my second favorite.
Yep,
live action. I thought Beauty and the Beast was up there.
The worst live action was Mulan.
I didn't even watch it because I was so disappointed.
Yes. Like, I heard they took out Mushu
wasn't in it.
And I was like, I'm not even
There was no Mushu. They no changed loyalty. The whole storyline. She was born with, like, some power.
Oh. That ruins and then, it. She wasn't supposed to have
And she
power.
Had, like, some phoenix bird following her around everywhere.
Absolutely.
And then there was no music. It was like, there was no singing. Nothing.
Honestly, for me, when they took Mushu out, I was like,
yeah.
I didn't even watch
it. It was absolutely
I'm the Great Stone Dragon.
I just woke up. Awful. What did you have?
You
as the worst?
Lied to me.
I actually didn't put a worse one, but
yeah, that's because it's Mulan.
Yeah, I also heard that the Jungle Book was not good.
I didn't watch that one.
I don't think I watched. That
I watched
one
it with Justin, and I was like bored out of my mind. Yeah. I wasn't.
I feel like The Lion King wasn't that good either.
I didn't watch that.
I watched.
You know what? I watched that one in the drive-ins. Like we went to the drive-ins, and it was like,
it's not the same.
It's not great.
I think there's some of them that they can remake as live ones, and then other ones they should just leave.
You know what? Also, was good that I was thinking about. Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
They did really good with that too because I didn't even really love the old movie until I got older, and then when I watched the newer one,
I mean, you can't beat Johnny Depp.
Right,
that's just
perfect actor for that part.
He's a perfect actor in general, so there's that. He can do any of those roles.
Sure can.
All right,
that's the end of the questions. So now we're gonna go around. And everyone's going to say movie quote.
Oh, boy.
And we have to guess what movie it's from.
And we're going to all know.
I know. I was going to say, we're probably all going to have the same ones.
I feel like I might not know some of yours because you know the older movies better.
You'll get it. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. What's that from?
I don't know.
It's Uncle Vince.
Oh.
Every that
Wait, so I was like, wait, are we already starting?
No, it's from when we went to Disney. Oh, that video where he said, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So who wants to start?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Hit it again.
Okay. Look in the mirror. I see a strong, confident, beautiful young lady. Oh, look. And you're here, too.
Wow. Why didn't you say that?
I don't know.
Tangled.
Oh. See, I feel like Tangled, Frozen, I don't know those very well because I didn't like them very much.
You
or
didn't
Brave.
Like I never saw Brave. Really, Brave is really
like,
good.
God, Brave is really good. I thought Brave good. Was the best of those, but like I didn't really like, I
you never saw
liked
Brave,
Lexi?
I never saw it.
Oh!
Underrated.
You don't deserve a spot on this podcast.
How dare you? The audacity. The audacity.
Okay, Brianna, your turn.
Oh, you only did one? All right. Well, we're going to each do one and then we'll just keep going around. Ah, softest hands in all of Paris.
Oh, wait.
Aristocats.
Yeah. I don't know why you're going to do an Aristocats quote.
I don't know any of those
words.
You don't
remember that?
That's so embarrassing.
That's funny, too, because the character of who that was, he's in the movie for like 5 minutes.
And he's hilarious. He's the best part of the movie.
Elevators are for old people.
Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee.
Oh, my God.
I literally don't even remember the movie.
Yep. You'll have to watch it.
All of mine are like from the same three movies.
That's
okay.
Don't tell us.
Embarrassing.
I said moo. I said que pasa.
Lion King.
Oh my gosh.
What did you say? I said moo. I said que pasa. Those hyenas are.
They are. They are a good trio.
Those are good side characters for sure.
Will you do me the honor of becoming my bride?
Shazzy Marie, I know what you're thinking. We're too different. What will the children look like?
Lion King.
Oh, that wasn't
my
quote.
Oh, well, okay. Yep.
We just got off on a tangent.
Because didn't you just say something from Lion King?
She did. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What made me think of it.
Okay, she thought just it was continuing your quote, on though. With it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Loincloth, good lord.
But you have to do it in the British accent.
Loincloth, good lord.
Oh my gosh. That's perfect.
Shall I leave you in the blackboard alone?
It looks awful.
That's because it's on you, dear.
Sleeping Beauty! Yes!
I didn't remember.
Fairies! When they're making the dress!
No, I know it when you say it, but like it's hard for me to picture. So
that is a classic. So I'm disappointed in you.
I'm ashamed. The long contained
Aladdin.
Thank you.
I'll get that arrow, pretty boy.
Aladdin.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's see.
I'm a married spud. I'm a married spud.
Toy Story 2. I don't know. Wow, this is so bad.
This is when they were in the aisle with the Barbie.
I feel like we were like on a gate. I'd be losing so much money right now if we were like on a gate.
What about, I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rug.
Aladdin. Yes.
Don't ask me to bring people back from the dead. I don't like doing it.
I put be yourself.
Aladdin. Mm-hmm.
No, that was vile.
Back to Mulan.
She's out of our hair. Monsters, Inc. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hannah Wazowski.
Oh, so that's puce.
Leave the puce. Leave the puce.
Oh, so that's puce.
Using mainly spoons.
Yes.
You take a tunnel to the underground.
That's
a lot
of ideas.
Oh, horse to Greek. Why don't you guys find somewhere for it to sleep? Well, I think of a plan.
Do you think if the movie was just like started, you could recite any movie from start to finish?
Yes.
I would with Mulan, definitely.
I think Mulan I could do it, but I don't know if any other ones.
I think Encanto I could. Moana definitely could.
I can do a lot of them, but Ava gets mad at me. So yeah. I don't repeat them.
I think Mulan for sure is like the top one I would be able to repeat from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Same. Mm-hmm.
Could you, Lex?
Probably.
Well, I feel sheepish.
Who's up?
You.
Me?
Yep.
Oh.
Isn't it you?
Fast. I thought it was you.
It was me?
Yeah.
I just said be yourself.
Oh.
Oh.
And then she said the, what did you say something? You said something else.
Oh, yeah. The Mulan quote.
Oh, I think we went back around. But
did we?
Matter.
I don't know. Oh, I'm confused.
I lost track. No, I just said she's out of our hair.
Okay, then it's Sarah.
because then I started saying the other Monsters, Inc. quotes that I had on here. You're just like me. Trash.
Oh, you just said
you
that.
You said that
Toy Story.
Did I?
4.
No, you said that 3 or 4.
With the fork, right?
Oh, yeah.
Forky.
Yeah. Forky. Yep.
Dishonor. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Cricky, make a note of this.
Cricky, get the bags.
I feel like any Mulan quotes we just know because yeah. we've quoted it so much.
Yeah.
I like won't even say anymore because I just have so many. I feel like anytime someone's like, oh, so, I got a good and one. If the word woman comes up, I'm always like, treacherous snake. A woman.
You oh men owe me a new pair of slippers.
Oh my god.
Not squeal like a girl.
You're up.
The only
I have a rash.
Have a rash?
Wait, what?
Ratatouille.
Say it again.
I have a rash.
You have a rash?
Yes. It's funny.
Basted. He's been marinated.
That's
Aristocats.
Aristocats too. Yeah, I knew it.
Basted in white wine.
Again, those are those like subliminal things they just put in there.
Slip into silent slumber.
Is that from the jungle? I was gonna say the freaking snake.
Oh my sinuses.
Oh my God. He said that the last time I had a cold. I was like,
oh, my sinuses. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
Are you sure this water's sanitary?
It looks questionable to me.
Cantor, it's fine, honey.
That's Tarzan for the viewers at home.
Did I have a Tarzan one? I thought I did on yours.
That's all the quotes I wrote down, but they're still in my head.
Pull the lever, Kronk.
Wrong lever!
Why do we even have that lever? Your dream stinks. I was talking to her.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, what is
Tangled.
Okay.
See, I am not going to know those ones.
Oh, I have to sneeze. I'm trying to think. I didn't put anything else down.
I have. Oh, yes. Deplorable.
Adorable. That's one we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Treasure Planet. So
Treasure Planet yes. was such an underrated movie.
It was. That movie was so good.
Also,
Jimbo. Jim Hawkins.
James Cleese Hawkins.
Cleitus.
I actually meant to write your head down, but I forgot.
Massive for your teeny tiny body.
No.
Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, it's the other way around. Is it that your head is too small for your big fat body? Or is it because your big fat body is too big for your teeny tiny head?
There's something else that he says about that we didn't catch on till later.
Oh, when he was talking about
it's like the kind of
he saved their ship from like an asteroid hitting it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Captain, we wouldn't have been able to do that without you.
Oh, yes!
To Delbert. And he's like, yes! Well, yes, I am quite gifted anatomically. Astronomically.
Yes, and I never got that gosh. Tone. I was like, oh my God. That's great.
Was I ever dancing with an android named Lupe?
My dad cried in that movie, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Yeah. My dad cries. My dad is like not an emotional person until it's either old Disney movies or home renovations. Yes.
When they do it for people who are like,
I'm like, oh my God. And my dad's like,
they have kids that have disabilities and they can't afford to do things. And my dad's just like tears streaming down his face.
That's so cute.
I feel like me and Mikhail always will be like, Jimbo. Always. Because
Bones. Can't say I have Jimbo.
I packed your angry eyes just in case.
Story.
Yep.
I had a couple more from Mulan, but I feel like we've said them all already. I had concubine. Me and Mikhail will use that frequently.
Yes, I remember.
I've got the caffeine patch. You could say
you could wait for days with no side effects.
Sorry.
Bake them cookies, Lucille.
I didn't even know we had a garage.
Why is he wearing glasses?
Oh, because his insurance doesn't pay for contacts.
Wait, what is the part where he talks about his head being on backwards? He's like,
oh, yeah.
I think my sweater's on backwards.
Oh, no, it's the freaking, oh, looky here, on his arm. What does he have, a woodchuck or something on his arm? Remember when they're looking for the garage?
And oh, yeah.
He's like, but oh, looky
his
here.
His head was on backwards. He always had a face on the back of his head to make it look like he was wearing things backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. The other one from that movie, what's the other one that I was always thinking of? Where he's like, I guess I don't really need a duck.
Oh, yeah, we say that a lot, too.
Oh, I can turn him into a duck. Oh, it's so evil. Oh, but oh, I don't know how to do that. Yes. I don't really need a duck.
Goob. That was a good one.
Bowler hat guy.
Bowler hat guy. Look, it's porridge, and it's happy to see ya.
Of course.
Wait, you forgot your porridge.
My baby's all grown up and safe and shiny.
Safe and shiny.
I literally say that
like,
at work.
He like pulls up the head. He's like, nope.
I have that one too.
I let him slip. I'm gonna hit you so hard.
It'll make your ancestors dizzy.
This tattoo will protect me from harm.
Better luck next time.
I yow.
Your great granddaughter turned out to be a cross-dresser.
There's just too many good ones. It's the best.
Oh man.
He's like, lizard. I don't do that tongue thing.
Dragon. Dragon.
Oh my gosh. Not lizard.
Oh, man.
So I think we all agree that Mulan is definitely the best.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yep. Grandma, no.
What? How would she cross the street?
Grandma, no.
This cricket's the lucky one.
Oh my gosh. Also, that song where the matchmaker song.
Beads of Jade.
I feel like that's also one of my favorite ones.
When she says, "At even, you can blow it.
That one was good.
Oh, man.
The matchmaker is not a patient woman.
We're basically just reciting the whole movie at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it is a classic.
You must celebrate. What does she say? Where she's like, you must demonstrate
sense of dignity. And dignity.
Well,
you could say it in Snow White's voice.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, so that's our take on a Disney podcast.
Also, I feel like a general conversation that we would have had regarding.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is basically, you just say, got a glimpse into our lives.
Holidays are pretty much
so
just
so we hope
quotes.
You enjoyed it. Definitely should do this again.
I got to listen to this whole thing from the couch and I was laughing, so.
You were?
I was.
Okay, this
was
good.
This
like,
funny.
I feel like it's just funny for us.
No, I can see
you
laughing at things.
No, this was really funny. So thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime you want to do it again, make Lex do more work.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you in the next 3 to 4 months.
Because I said excellent.
Yeah, probably. It'll be summertime. Peace.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for future episodes. We'll see you next time.
Dang, 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 dang.
Is that my outro music?
Yeah. Song. That was pretty good, sir.
That was not anywhere close to
I feel like maybe if we had a little
harmony.
I really
didn't know what it was. Do you have a...